Before we jump into this episode, I want to take a brief moment to remind you to get your insurance benefits checked with our team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors at Fine Food Freedom. We now take health insurance. I want to scream it from the rooftop. So the podcast is the closest thing to it. And we have so many people that truly had no idea that they had unlimited $0 copay, one-on-one nutrition counseling sessions with our team. And we could not be more proud to make this weight-inclusive, fair, unbiased healthcare accessible to the masses. So you can get your benefits checked by going to findfoodfreedomresources.com. You could click the link on TikTok, click the link on Instagram, or again, go to findfoodfreedomresources.com, get your benefits checked. And from there, our team will help you get matched with a provider and get this support started. There is no downside to getting your benefits checked. So please, 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 again, go to findfoodfreedomresources.com, get those benefits checked, and we cannot wait to support you on this journey. Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. I am excited for this episode because we are in the midst of our dating and marriage series, which was the most requested series. We have lots of series to come in the next few months. I have a lot prepped in my notebook that I want to do, but I got to make sure that you actually want to hear them, because if you don't want to hear them, it kind of defeats the purpose. But we're in the middle of the dating and marriage series, and this specific episode was the highest requested episode in the entire series. So the series itself was highly requested, but this episode today that we're recording, physical intimacy with poor body image. And boy, oh boy, did I get hundreds and hundreds of vulnerable, amazing humans writing in about their thought process during physical intimacy, sharing that with me, which was so helpful to be able to formulate today's episode, to script today's episode, to make sure it's helpful for you. So I really am excited to get into it. But before we do that, before we jump headfirst into today's episode, like every episode, I want to share the Find Food Freedom win of the week. And this is from some special human named Sarah, who happened to be a member in our membership community. And so I love to share wins each week, and I want to share a win from Sarah, again, in our membership community. And she wrote, I feel like I initially gained weight when I started this journey, and I've been battling the when am I going to lose weight thoughts, in air quotes. I think I'm slowly starting to shift into now that my body has plateaued here, I can appreciate my body at this size. I still have hard days. There are days that I dress up, wear fancy shoes, feel great about myself, get a compliment that helps validate that it doesn't matter about the size of my body and I can rock an outfit. And there are days that I still battle, but I am I am doing it. Is this the start of a beautiful rest of my life together with my body? Heart eye emoji. I hope so. Hang in there, new members. It's so worth it. And it is so worth it to be happy in the body that you are in. And I loved this message. First of all, Sarah, amazing. We love our members. If you're someone who's like, I want to be in a membership. I want support with the Fine Food Freedom team. You can get all of that information at finefoodfreedommembership.com. But why I loved Sarah's message is she is so, she just hit the nail on the head of like, once you go start the intuitive eating process in the beginning, it's easy to be really wrapped up with the thoughts of like, am I going to keep gaining weight? Is my body going to change? Is it body, 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 body? And then you start to notice that you slowly shift away from body image thoughts and you start to realize that it's not about your body. Your body, and again, not that you can't talk about your body. And of course, we talk about bodies. And today we're going to be talking all about bodies. But you start to realize like, my purpose, my life's mission is not shrinking my body. And it really doesn't matter what size my body is. I can live a happy, fulfilling, pleasant life and pursue genuinely improving my health if I want to, no matter what size my body is. And so once you start to realize that the emphasis and the obsession gets pulled away from the body, it can be so freeing. And I just love the last line that she wrote. Is this the start of a beautiful rest of my life together with my body, heart eye emojis? Because when we come from diet culture, we're at war with our bodies for so long. So then when you start to make peace with it and you're like, oh, I actually love my body and I want to hang out with it. Like, this is pretty cool. So thank you, Sarah. Such a wonderful win that you shared and so, so happy to share it here. All right. It's time to get into today's episode, physical intimacy with poor body image. We got to get into it. We got lots to get to. So first up, I want to preface that I am a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer. And with all of these credentials, I want you to know that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. This is not a substitute for professional support from a physician or even from a dietitian. Because remember, I'm speaking to a microphone right now. I do not know you personally listening to this. I don't know anything about you. And so when I create these episodes, it's really going off of, again, taking lived experience, client experience, professional experience, and giving the best information that I can. But it is not a substitute for therapy of any kind or professional support. And I also wanted to open this episode with, I'm going to stay in my lane. And what I mean about that is some of you might be saying, you're a registered dietitian. Why are you doing a podcast on physical intimacy? And I don't blame you for having those thoughts. But I do want to share that as a certified intuitive eating counselor, we have assessments that we have all of our clients fill out. These are evidence-based assessments. And one of them looks at the physical, social, psychological, and behavioral implications of dieting. And in the behavioral category, one of the last boxes says, I avoid physical intimacy. And that's something that we look at with clients is, are you avoiding physical intimacy with a partner or in general because of your body? And if the answer is yes, that is important knowledge for a counselor to know, because our goal with intuitive eating is to bring you into your body in the present moment and to make you feel pleasant physically, mentally, and emotionally, help you get the tools to do that. And physical intimacy is a part of that because it's so deeply tied to our body. And so again, I'm going to talk about your relationship to your body today. I'm going to stay in that lane and how that connects to physical intimacy. I am not a sex therapist, right? I'm only going to stay in my lane, and then hopefully we can find some additional resources if we need it for this conversation. Now, I want to talk about what brought us here today. And that's the poll results from Instagram, where I obviously shared all the different ideas I had for episodes. This was one of them. This one blew it out of the water with the votes. Everybody wanted this episode. But one of the polls that I put up was, do you think about how your body looks during physical intimacy? And now, please keep in mind that I believe it's like 95% of my followers identify as female. So it's safe to say that the majority, like over 95% of these votes, are coming from people that identify as female. So with that being said, I had three options. I put, I'm always thinking about how my body looks during intimacy. I'm never thinking about how my body looks. And the third one was, I sometimes think about how my body looks. A whopping 44% voted, I always am thinking about how my body looks during intimacy. 5% said never. And 51% said sometimes. Now, please know that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, I don't have that screenshotted. I'd have to go look through my Instagram. It was hundreds of votes, like close to 1,000, not yet 1,000, but hundreds of votes. So that's really, really telling that it was pretty much split between always and sometimes. And rarely did someone say, I never think about my body. And so that was the first step on Instagram. Then after that poll, I put a private question box and I said, share with me, what are you thinking about? If you're someone who said, I always or I sometimes am thinking about my body, share with me those thoughts. Put them in this box. It's safe. It's anonymous. Let me know. So I have those here, some I can share, but I also am going to share on this episode in the show notes, I'm going to link a TikTok video that I made where I basically asked that same question that I asked in the Instagram question box and said, what do you think about during sex? What do you think about during physical intimacy related to your body? And it's funny that TikTok is just like my Instagram question box, except people just comment on TikTok like publicly, which is great because they feel comfortable. So I'm going to share that link in the show notes on this podcast so you can click it. And if you want to, you can read through the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments where people were sharing what they think about. And that's what I want to do right now, is read some of these to validate and normalize. If you are someone who thinks these things during physical intimacy, you can't be present, you can't be in your body because you're always thinking about what your body looks like. And I don't know what podcast it was on, but I did want to say something about that, is that there was, I need to find it, but someone was talking about how typical stereotypes, men are always thinking about the pleasure and how things feel during physical intimacy, and women are thinking about how their body looks during the physical intimacy. And now, I don't have a large following of people that identify as male, but I can promise from the votes that we had, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes, that our community, mostly female, voted that they're always or sometimes thinking about how they look. Meanwhile, we know that from, and again, I can't quote it, which is going to make me angry, but there are there is data that men are not thinking about how they look. They're not thinking about how you look. They're thinking about how good this feels in the moment and how can I feel pleasure. And so I think that is something that is wildly universal and important to bring into this conversation. So let's look at some of the responses. And I want you to like take a deep breath if you're listening to this, because it's heavy. I was reading through these and even, you know, now and seeing the screenshots, it's a lot. And we're going to work on today and I'm going to give you as much as I can to help you feel at peace in your body so you can enjoy physical intimacy with your partner. So these are some of the responses that I got. Hold on. That is the wrong one. I have so many screenshots. That was from a different Q&A. Okay, here we go. I'm heavier now. It's probably uncomfortable for him. My stomach is touching him a lot more than it used to. I'm too squishy and my skin folds too much. He's noticing all of my flaws. The other person is disappointed after seeing me naked. I often focus on my stomach and how it hangs in different positions. Can he see that my stomach is fat? I want to add that my husband has never made me feel insecure during sex. It's all me in my head. I wonder if he's grossed out by me. Do I look fat? Will my partner still be attracted to me? I wonder how my belly looks. I feel so unattractive. I don't know how my partner finds me attractive at all. I picked sometimes on the poll, this person saying, usually when I'm bloated, for various reasons, I don't think I'm attractive at all. I worry about my stretch marks, my weight gain, my belly rolls, my C-section line and the fat that hangs above it. I hope he's not distracted by how my stomach looks in this position. Does he think I look fat? Do I have a double chin from this angle? Am I sexy? My boobs are too saggy. I look like a whale. This is not a good angle. Please turn off the lights. I wonder if he notices that my stomach jiggles. Another one saying my fat along the side of my C-section scar. Does my partner not want to do certain positions because of my tummy? If I lost weight, would he feel better about having sex with me? Does he wish I was skinnier when he sees me naked? I'm much bigger now. I must be a huge disappointment to him. Do I look fat? Is this repulsive? I'm not skinny enough for him. I'm so embarrassed that he's seeing me naked. I'm so bloated and I don't want to be intimate because I'm afraid he will notice that. I'm worried that he will notice how much weight I've gained and start thinking about others. I'm thinking about all the angles of how my body would look skinnier. Is this a weird angle? There's no way he can find this attractive. I'm disgusting. Don't want the fat around my abdomen looking like jello. I worry about my double chin. Constantly wondering if all he is thinking about is how my stomach looks or if he's comparing myself to other bodies he's seen. I'm just like flipping through and reading these, just so you know, like this is not one person. This is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of submissions. And I could keep going. I mean, I think we can see a pattern here of, and the, from my understanding, the way that people are putting he, him, and the pictures, a lot of these are like a hetero normative kind of relationship. What do I look like from their angle? Am I attractive? Please don't let him see my cellulite if I'm positioned in a certain way. I don't want the lights on, but I don't want to get up because I don't want to get up and be walking around naked after. I'm worried he will love me less because of my body. Can he see my cellulite, my folds, my stretch marks? Does he think those things are ugly? What if he becomes unattracted to me? Is my partner grossed out? What if he loses interest? Suck it in. I should have turned the lights off. Do I have a double chin right now? I hope he can't feel my rolls. How fat I look, how big my rolls are, how I let myself go. I could continue to read for a few more minutes. Like that, these are just so, like, I'm showing the screen right now. I have hundreds of messages that look like this. And when I read through these, like I said, I had to really take a breath and like mourn and grieve for these people. And I want to also encourage you to do the same. If you're hearing these things and you're resonating with them, you're like, that's exactly how I think, like, take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and understand that that's a lot to carry with you. That is a lot. And so today we're talking about physical intimacy with poor body image. It's safe to say if you have been avoiding intimacy, you want the lights off, and or you have a lot of these types of thoughts running through your head, that we have poor body image. And so I want you to know that the goal for today is not about how do you love your body and how do you put the lights on and be like, ooh, I'm sexy. Like, that is not the goal here. The goal here is to get to a place with our body that is neutral, that is acceptance, so we can enjoy physical intimacy with our partners and not be stuck in our head obsessing about what our body looks like when we should be present in that moment, enjoying pleasure and life in our body. And so today we're going to talk about where we can go from here. While we are on this topic of the dating and marriage series on the pod, I felt like, why not share a little story with you? And cooking has always been something that has brought my husband and I closer. I think about some of our first dates when we first started dating in Hoboken, New Jersey, was cooking together. And now that we have our toddler and baby number two on the way, cooking has definitely become a little more difficult and not as, I don't want to say not as fun, but it's just more of a chore. It's more something to do. And so that's why we've been loving the HelloFresh meal kits, specifically the quick and easy meals, which are 15 minutes or less recipes. I need to share this picture on social because my husband whipped up their sweet chili pork and cabbage stir fry with crispy fried onions. It like sits on a bed of jasmine rice between the purple cabbage and the carrots and the scallions and of course the pork mixed with the crispy onions. It was so good. And he seriously cooked this thing up so quick. And I know that HelloFresh has the quick and easy meals. Those are the only ones I get, but it really was so quick and easy. And it allowed us to eat together, sit together with our toddler. And it kind of reminded me, other than the crazy toddler sitting there, it reminded me of one of our date nights, you know, before kiddos, when we used to cook together and really sit down and enjoy our food instead of rushing from one thing to the next. So if you want to try HelloFresh for a fun date night idea, you can go to HelloFresh.com/freedomfree and use code FREEDOMFREE for free breakfasts for life. One breakfast item per box while the subscription is active. Again, that's breakfast for life, available for a limited time at HelloFresh.com/freedomfree. Make sure to use that code FREEDOMFREE. Enjoy. And one of the first places that I want to go is your body image story, your relationship with your body, doing the work of body image. And please know on this podcast, we're only going to be able to brush the surface. This is like a glimpse into what it's like to work with a certified intuitive eating counselor and start to work on your relationship with your body. But when myself and my team, we took a body image certification Because spoiler alert, as a dietitian, you do not get any training in body image. So you have to seek out that additional certification. So if you're looking to work with a counselor, please make sure that they are have additional certifications. And so we were doing this certification process and they used this analogy that I thought was so beautiful for body image. And I want to share it with you today. So I want you to think of, and you can close your eyes if you want and imagine this, I want you to think of a tree. And I first want you to think about the roots underground. So I want you to think of a big old tree and there's roots underground that are spreading way down into the dirt. And for the sake of body image in this analogy, those roots are going to be the primary messages that you were given about your body. So what did you learn from a young age was acceptable or unacceptable about bodies? What were the messages that you were given about your body? What were the messages surrounding you in your home, in your environments, from mentors, coaches, teachers, parents, aunts, uncles, you name it, spouses, bullies, friends, media? What were the messages that you got about bodies? And those are the roots. Those are the roots so deeply planted underground. And I often find that when we go through this exercise with clients, that whatever those roots are, whatever those primary messages that they were given about their body, those messages are still the current day dialogue that exists in the head. So if your messages were, your body's disgusting, fat is bad, you need to be skinny if you want to be loved, you need to be smaller, you need to lose weight, your stomach is terrible, like whatever those things are, if you were told those, if you were taught those, if you heard people say it about other people's bodies, so you said, well, if they think that about them, they must think that about me, and we internalize that. There are so many different ways that this can happen, right? And can look. Everybody's body image tree is going to look different. But I invite you today to take these questions and to sit with them and to journal with them. So when I say, what are the primary messages you were taught about your body? Grab a notebook, put yourself in the middle of a piece of paper, circle it, and just do a flow chart and draw out every single person you can ever think of back from kindergarten to now, and things that they said about your body or messages about bodies that you absorbed. And that is the foundation of how you view bodies. And so then if we continue with our tree, right? Your trunk of your tree. So the roots were underground. Now let's go to the trunk. The trunk of your body image tree is your current day. It's right now. It's what are the messages that you are taking in about bodies? Are you following a lot of anti-diet, weight neutral, intuitive eating, body image therapist, counselor accounts and hearing what we say about bodies? Are you engaging in intentional weight loss programs where it's coaches telling you to cut calories and that you need to be smaller and you need to lose weight? Like, what are the current day messages and people surrounding you saying about your body, bodies in general? And you're going to notice that some of those might be the same as your roots. And some of them may be completely different. You may be very intentionally trying to surround yourself with very different messages than your roots. And it's important to recognize what are the current day messages and how do those messages affect how you take care of your body physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then last but not least, if we think of a tree, we know that there's leaves. We know that there's branches on a tree, right? So I want you to think of the leaves and the branches of the tree as what would be your ideal relationship with your body. So if I say to you, give me one word, just one word, what do you want your relationship with your body to look like? And when I ask people this, these are the most common words that I get, and there's no right or wrong answer, but I get freedom, contentment, peace, joy, love, comfort, contentment. I forget if I said that one. So these are the types of words that I get. And so there's no such thing as dreaming too big here. I want you to think about, like, what would an ideal relationship with your body look like? And what do you need to start cultivating that relationship with your body? And so again, I just ran through this extremely quick. Like, I want you to know, if I was counseling a client in session, it might take us 4 or 5 sessions to unpack and go through this. Like, we'd be working on the roots for a really long time. But the reason I give you this today is because I want to encourage you to journal, to write out your tree, your roots, your trunk, your leaves and branches, which was your primary messages, the foundation of how you were taught body image, your current relationship with your body. What are the messages you're hearing? And the leaves and the branches, right? That future ideal, like, relationship with the body. What do you want it to be like? Because if we are stuck in the foundational roots, the messages that we were given, the belief systems that were taught to us, that your body is bad, fat is bad, you are disgusting, you need to lose weight, you need to be smaller. If that is where you are living, physical intimacy is always going to be a challenge because we don't feel we deserve it. We don't feel like we deserve pleasure. We don't feel like our body is deserving of a beautiful act. And so it's so important. Like, I think people thought coming onto this episode that I was gonna be like, here's like 5 things you can do to enjoy physical intimacy with your partner. No, we need to work on our relationship with our body and the rest will fall into place. Of course, there's additional things that fall outside of my scope a little bit with pleasure, but for here, for today, that's what we need to do. And so the body image tree that we just went through, that exercise, that's going to help you get really aware of your relationship with your body and help you realize, are you stuck in those foundational primary messages, those roots? So I want to talk about a few tips today of things that we can start to do. If you're somebody who's listening to this and you're like, oh gosh, you think about those roots and you're like, my dialogue in my head is constantly like, you're disgusting, you're bad, fat is bad, your body is terrible, whatever. I want to encourage you to start to take a baby step of speaking kinder to yourself. I think so many times people think that because of diet culture that they can hate their way to happiness. But I want you to think about it this way. So think about a loved one in your life. It could be a child, a sister, a friend. I don't care who it is. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to picture this loved one. And I'll use my daughter as an example. If I was struggling with body image, which I did for many years, but I'm fortunate to be in a very neutral place now. But imagine if every day to my daughter, I said, your stomach is disgusting. I hate your arms. Your thighs are gross. Your body is bad. You look terrible. I would love you more if you were smaller. If I said that to her every single day, multiple times a day, all day long, for months and months and months, do you think that my daughter would feel loved and respected by me? Absolutely not. And do you think that no matter what happened to her body, stayed the same, changed, whatever, if I was continuously saying these things and then randomly one day I go to my daughter and I say, you know what? Just kidding, babe. I love you exactly the way you are. Do you think she would believe me? No, no, not if every single day I was berating her, hating on her, telling her all of these terrible things about her body. No matter what happens to her body, she would never believe me if I just flip a switch and say, I love my body, or I love your body, right? That is exactly what we do with dieting. We diet for years and years and years, and we say, I'm not good enough. My body's not good enough. Just 10 more pounds. I'll love myself then. I'll get the job then. I'll get the partner then. I'll be better then. Everything will be great. I will be happy. I will be loved. And then we look in a mirror. We may have gotten smaller, and we say, it's not good enough. I don't love my body. You might be getting external validation from others if your body changed, but you still look in a mirror and say, I fucking hate this. And that's body image. That's, we cannot hate our way to loving something. And again, I want to stress that the goal of this is not to wake up every day and say, I love my body. My goal when working with clients is to get to a place where you are not so obsessed with body image thoughts that you are able to enjoy your life, be physically intimate with your partner, go enjoy movement that you enjoy, right? Go to a nice date night and have a meal that you love where you're not obsessed with hating yourself and your body. And so one of the big tips that I would give, which I kind of just started to allude to, is starting to reframe your self-talk to be something of that you would give to a loved one. So let's go back to my daughter. With my daughter, we sing songs about how much I love her belly. I had it's called Mother Moon. They are an account that I love where I found this song that's like, big bellies, little bellies, round bellies, flat. I could sing the whole thing to you, but I'm not going to. Anyways, it's basically like a nursery rhyme about bellies. And you're talking about all the different size bellies. And at the end, it's like, I love whatever kind of belly that you got, right? My daughter is going to grow up knowing that no matter what her body looks like, it doesn't fucking matter. I love her, right? And so the dialogue that she is getting is love, love, love around her body, her roots, right? If we think about her body image tree, her roots are all bodies are good bodies. We have a book called Bodies is Cool by Tyler Fetter. It is the best fucking children's book out there where we are learning about all different kinds of bodies, all different genders, sexualities, colors, disabilities, right? Like bodies are cool. Bodies are good. I love your body. You love your body. We love our body, right? These are the messages. And I give you this example, this, because it's so drastically different, right, than what I told you before, if I would have been berating my daughter and saying, I hate your body, all these things. And how different she will grow up with these messages, or how different her life could look, depending on the messages she was getting. Now, that does not mean that she will never get an eating disorder, right? That does not mean that she will never have body image issues. As a mother, I can only do so much in this relationship, but I can try my damnedest to give her that positive relationship with her body. So what we're going to do, and what I'm going to challenge you to do walking away from this episode, if you want to be able to be physically intimate with a partner and enjoy being present, we have to start up here. We have to start in our own head. We have to recognize that hating ourselves is not going to bring any pleasure to that moment. So this is even outside of the physical intimacy. This is every day, all day. What I want you to start doing is I want you to get a notebook out. I want you to put a note in your phone. I want you to start writing down and catching the negative body image thoughts. Maybe it's a thought of, I'm disgusting. I don't deserve to, you know, whatever. Or like, I hate my arms. Or maybe you catch a reflection or you see a picture and it's, I hate my body, or whatever it is. I want you to catch it. And I want you to reframe it So first, some of you may be like, I just got to catch my thoughts. I can't go any further. And that's fine because we're all on a different journey, right? We're all in different stages of our journey. So just building awareness about our self-talk is huge. That in of itself, if you're today recognizing, oh my gosh, I did not realize how negative I was thinking towards myself, that's huge. Now, some of you, I want to encourage you to take it a step further, as I want you to ask yourself, would I say this to my daughter, right? Would I say this to my aunt, my loved one, right? Whoever that loved one was that you thought about. If the answer is no, then I want you to reframe. I want you to, like, if it was, I'm disgusting, right? And I say, would I say that to my daughter? No. What would I say in contrast to that? You are beautiful, strong, caring, compassionate, and I love you, right? Like, it's just like so easy for me to flip a switch, take it away from myself and say, how would I speak to her? And that is what I want you to practice. And it doesn't have to be a child. You do not have to have a child for this. Of course, if you are a parent, it's very easy to pull it that way. But I want you to think of a best friend, a sister, a mom, an aunt, whoever this loved one is for you. And I want you to reframe the talk of how you would speak to them. And the more and more we do this, the more we can build self-compassion. And so there are a thousand other things we could do. And that's why I said, like, I wish I had 17 hours to record this podcast, truly. But we moved mountains today together. Like, just building awareness, recognizing your body image story and that tree and all of the different parts of it, building awareness around self-talk, catching the negative thoughts, redirecting them if you feel ready. These things are going to help the dialogue, because when I read every single message that was sent through regarding physical intimacy with a partner when you have negative body image, it's not about the partner validating you. It's not about, now don't get me wrong, there are many things that you and a partner can talk about that are going to make you feel comfortable and safe. And that's a whole nother episode. But we have to start with our internal dialogue first. We have to start there first. Because if that dialogue is shooting off, I'm disgusting, is he going to see my stomach? We need to address our relationship to our own body first. And that's something that, you know, going back to at the beginning of this episode, I said, I'm going to stay within my scope today. And here's how I fit into the physical intimacy scope as a dietitian and counselor. When people go through an intuitive eating journey, I've had multiple clients use this line. They say, Sam, it's not even intuitive eating. Like, it's intuitive living. When we make peace with food, when we make peace with our body, it opens up our life. It has ripple effects everywhere. And so if you can stop the obsession around food and body, then you get to be present and enjoy life's moments that are happening all around you. And that includes physical intimacy. And we have many clients that we've worked with that share how their relationship with their partner has drastically changed because they're not stuck in these moments where they should be present and enjoying time with them and up here thinking, I'm disgusting, I'm terrible, I can't eat that, I'm like, is he going to see my stomach? They're feeling neutral about their body so they can be present and enjoy life. So if you heard this message today and you're like, woo, I needed to hear that. I related to so much of what you were saying. One, I'm glad that you're here. So thankful that you're here. And if this message was helpful to you, I really want to encourage you to please go rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. Let us know what you liked and what you want to hear more of. And for those of you who are saying, I need more support, than just a podcast. I need professional support. I want to encourage you to go to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com. And on there, you're going to see a plethora of resources. We have free masterclasses. We have our monthly membership. We have group coaching, one-on-one coaching. We have a mastermind program, which is a hybrid of both. So there are many, many different avenues that you can get support with our team. So please, again, head on over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Take what serves you. Leave the rest behind. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for digging deep in this series. And I look forward to seeing you next week for the continuation of our dating and marriage series on the Find Food Freedom podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true because then we get to help people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the three biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Bye.